Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. So excited to be with you guys this week as we will continue to pick up from our last podcast on these distortions that we all have to take a good look at. It's a process. When I think about human development and how important it is for us to really look with an awareness and just intentionality as far as how our human development is concerned and understanding the components to us and as we develop, because we should be humans that are continually evolving, growing. There's all these different aspects to our life when you think about human development, because as humans, there are so many components that are being developed, and we shouldn't stay at a place of arrival or a state of stagnancy or where you feel stuck. But when you think about human development, it includes different factors like genetics, you know, where we come from, our origin. That's important to look at as well as we develop into better human beings. But you also have a physical component and you also have a physiological development. We also, when it comes to human development, we have to look at the influences, right, around us, those that were around us, like our parents, our caretakers. There are so many things that influence our human development, like our education or even the church component, even the social environment. All of those are factors, and those factors actually can influence us in a positive way with all the experiences that we've had, all the life experiences that we have, even the adversity that we have to cope with, or how we perceive that adversity or that situation, how we cope with stress, our resilience, how those things have impacted, right? And when we look at human development, like individually, our human development, all of those things have impacted us in some way. And so human development, when you think about it, it's not just mentally, but it's really a development mentally, emotionally, physically, socially. And this allows us, when you see it in its entirety and in its fullness and how complex it is, and the things that have influenced us along the way, that's important, because if we don't see it in its totality, then it won't allow us to become better versions of ourselves through all of those life experiences, whether something influenced me, even in our Christian faith, right? Because I think we can all say that we learn through our life experiences, through the mishaps and the things that we've done and should have done, or perhaps this is, you know, components that we learn from our past and through the experiences. And so I really truly believe this is a lifelong journey. It's not a place that you arrive to. I think when it comes to human development, it is a constant growth. I've heard development be defined as the orderly and sequential changes that occur with the passage of time as a person moves and adapts from the beginning of their life until the end of their life. And so human development really involves various aspects that are working together, not just our biology, but our cognition, our environment, our socioculture. And so when you look at development, it's really multidimensional. It's multidimensional. It is multidirectional. And in other words, it's internal, it's external. And although there are some factors that can be controlled within us, there will also be factors that we absolutely cannot control. So when I think about human development cognitively, that's just one factor. And so we can actually be more effective cognitively, develop in our human development in a positive way, where we can look at these cognitive distortions, negative types of thinking that we've had, and really identify them. And when we do, that's going to be very key for us to not just overcome them, but process even life events that arise in our lives. And we could process those things in a better way, in a healthier version of us, in a better way. And so when I talk about negative thinking, we addressed one, it's really recognizing these thought patterns that we've had over a period of time, and we've adopted them, some learned, and that's important. So the first one we talked about last podcast was when we overgeneralize something. And we talked a little bit about like how we can look at something and it leads us to a negative thought, whether it's about ourselves or an environment or a situation or even a life experience, or whether it's, you know, having to do with your relationships or having to do with your past or something negative that happened to you. But you could really look at this type of negative thinking pattern that perhaps you adopted through your human development, the different influences that came into your life. And so this overgeneralization comes to a conclusion, right? So like, let's say, for example, you got a C on your exam, you got a C on your test, and now you come to this conclusion that you're stupid or that you are a failure. That's really a negative thought process. You overgeneralize. And it's important to recognize these thoughts of patterns of thinking, these thought patterns, because if we don't recognize it, recognition actually is a first step to help you overcome them. And so if you don't recognize it, it's going to feel like a clutter. And we talked about it last week, how it becomes like this drawer and it's just so messy. But I want to talk about the second one. And I want you to kind of recognize if these are some of the thought patterns through your human development, things that influenced you socially, things that influenced you, maybe even within the church, because some of those components also we have to transform because we were taught certain things. And yet when you really study the scriptures, we didn't have like the full knowledge in its full context. So I know I personally have had to really transform those ways of thinking. We'll dive into it later. But the second one I want to really think about is really this thought pattern, this negative thinking or thought pattern or process. It's catastrophizing. Catastrophizing is really imagining the worst thing possible. It's also known as binocular trick. And it's really a skewed perspective. It's a distorted, exaggerated kind of thinking. And it could either minimize meaning, it could maximize meaning. And I'll give you an example of that. Let's say an athlete is a pretty good player and they don't typically make a lot of mistakes, but they make one mistake. And now they magnify that particular mistake that they made. And they tend to adopt this kind of feeling, thought pattern, I should say, where they feel like they're just a terrible teammate. And they believe it. They're like, I'm just such a bad teammate because I made this mistake. And they can either maximize it or minimize it. Let's say an athlete wins an award in a particular sport. They may also minimize it. They may say things like, oh, no, I didn't do that good. And they'll start to now highlight the bad things that they did, yet they won that award. So you could actually go in both sides of the spectrum where you minimize or you can maximize it. So this binocular trick, or I should say catastrophizing, or this negative type of thinking is always in but what if? And so they expect the worst. It's kind of irrational thinking. You really believe the far worse rather than it really is. It's like, it's not that bad, but you really maximize it as it is. Or you minimize things. You even downplay the success. Like somebody says, wow, you know, you really are great at this. And it's like, no, I'm not really that great. And you kind of minimize the greatness that really lies in you, or you could maximize the worst case scenarios. And that type of faulty thinking could have been learned, picked up. It could have been through your human development, in all aspects of your human development, whether it was just a wrong way that you adopted this type of thinking for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, it's genetic, meaning it just comes from your origin. You learned it there physiologically, or the parents, or your education, or even your social environment. Like, that's just the way you have learned to think. And if you recognize, wow, do I really catastrophize things? Do I just, you know, expect disaster to strike no matter what? I tend to magnify those negative things. I'm always expecting the worst. I tend to highlight the negative things. You could have done 50 things right, but you did one thing wrong, and then that one thing is really maximized. That one wrong thing is maximized. And it's just the way your brain was wired. And if so, then it's important to recognize it and start to work towards challenging it. And the third one I want to talk about is what we call like personalization. That's one me personally has had to really work out, because it's a distortion, and it involves taking everything very personally, or you assign blame to yourself. And it really doesn't have any logical reason as to why you should believe that you are to blame, but nonetheless you do. And this distortion, it covers such a wide range of situations, like assuming that you are the reason why a friend didn't enjoy the day. You are the reason as to why somebody maybe is having a hard time. You are the reason, and these are severe examples, but I'm just trying to get you to kind of understand some of these examples. But you're the reason why you believe that you are the cause for every instance. Like, you're the reason why somebody's moody. You're the reason why they're angry. You're the reason why they're irritated. You're the reason why this happened. And so it's such a distortion, because you believe that everything that others do or others say is somehow in direct reaction to you. And so these are people that often compare themselves to others. You take things very, very personal. You may see yourself like the cause of some external event that's not even within your control, and you're not even responsible for it. These are the kinds of people that take responsibility for the feelings of others, when in reality, that's so outside of our control. We cannot control what other people feel, what other people do, what other people respond like or react like. Nonetheless, personalization feels like that. It's a negative way of thinking that you've adopted, and it's just so distorted. And you are just assuming that everybody's reactions, responses, behaviors are in direct proportion to what you did. And so because I know a lot of pastors come on here and they listen, but these are the pastors that feel very responsible for the loss of certain members. And in reality, that's not within your control. Those are choices that people make, and they choose to make those choices for whatever reason, whether right or wrong. But nonetheless, you can't personalize that. That was a choice that people made, and that's beyond our control. And so we've got to learn how to challenge that personalization. Like, why is it there? Why do I feel responsible? And sometimes they're learned behaviors. You learned it, just like we learn fear. They're learned behaviors. You learn to take on the responsibility of how somebody feels. So this may lead you to do and act in a way that just crosses your boundaries altogether, because you feel a sense of responsibility. So now you feel like a sense of responsibility to go fix that, when in reality, it was not your responsibility. So these are challenges, right, in our human development cognitively, that we've got to really look at our lives and from a human development perspective, and look at this aspect, cognitive aspect to our lives, and just go, wait. I have learned this. I tend to overgeneralize. I tend to, you know, catastrophize, a binocular trick. I tend to personalize things. And those three, I really want you to kind of dive into and really just look at, hey, am I taking responsibility for somebody else's feelings? You know, do I take things so personal? And you might do that even with God, where let's say a prayer was not answered and now you're like, what's wrong with me? And in reality, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, we just may not understand the will of the Father, or it might be a timing issue where God is maybe working some faith out in you and you're growing faith muscles at the time. So let's look at that. Let's challenge it this week, and let's really just look at these types of patterns of thinkings, and also understand that maybe there were a lot of components and factors that influenced us from the past. And now it's time to really dive in and challenge it, acknowledge it, identify it, and then let's challenge it so that we don't make these same mistakes and these thought patterns are leading us to a behavior that is not consistent, or it's incongruent to how God really wants us to live. So make that challenge this week and let's make those changes.